angels among us. Sent down to us from somewhere up above, they come to you and me. In our darkest hours, show us how to live, to teach us how to give. Guide us with the light of love. Guide us with the light of love.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting, hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Within the tall, narrow box on the right-hand side of the page, click on the link labeled Follow the Meeting, which provides the order of service along with links to the words of the hymns and other information. We've muted everyone's phone to help eliminate background noise, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press *6 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the healing message portion of this meeting is recorded for public use so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now, let's begin this Wednesday gathering with singing hymn number 136. I shall read all of the verses before we join in song. And a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on our website on the Order of Service page. Hymn number 136. I love thy way of freedom, Lord. To serve thee is my choice. In thy clear light of truth I rise, and listening for thy voice, I hear thy promise old and new that bids all fear to cease. My presence still shall go with thee, and I will give thee peace. Though storm or discord cross my path, thy power is still my stay. Though human will and woe would check my upward soaring way, all unafraid I wait, the while thy angels bring release. For still thy presence is with me, and thou dost give me peace. I climb with joy the heights of mind, to soar o'er time and space. I yet shall know as I am known, and see thee face to face. Till time and space and fear are not, my quest shall never cease. Thy presence ever goes with me, and thou dost give me peace. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is entertaining angels. The hymns are 136, 99, and 9. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. As a preface to begin, I will also read from another book by Mary Baker Eddy called Miscellaneous Writings, and as kind of a post to end to the readings, I will read from Miscellany Writings also by Mary Baker Eddy. So to start from Miscellaneous Writings. When angels visit us, we do not hear the rustle of wings, nor feel the feathery touch of the breast of a dove, but we know their presence by the love they create in our hearts. Oh, may you feel this touch. It is not the clasping of hands, nor a loved one present. It is more than this. It is a spiritual idea that lights your path. The psalmist saith, he shall give his angels charge over thee. God gives you his spiritual ideas, and in turn, they give you daily supplies. Never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help. And if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment. What a glorious inheritance is given to us through the understanding of omnipresent love. More we cannot ask, more we do not want, more we cannot have. This sweet assurance is the peace be still to all human fears, to suffering of every sort. And from the Bible, Exodus. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Genesis. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and herds, and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saith unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children." And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. Psalms. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Acts. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety, that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. He came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Psalms. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The footsteps of thought, rising above material standpoints, are slow and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. Definition of angels. God's thoughts passing to man. Spiritual intuitions. Pure and perfect. The inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality. Every agony of mortal error helps error to destroy error, and so aid the apprehension of immortal truth. This is the new birth going on hourly, by which men may entertain angels, the true ideas of God, the spiritual sense of being. Angels are not etherealized human beings, evolving animal qualities in their wings, but they are celestial visitants, flying on spiritual, not material, pinions. Angels are pure thoughts from God, winged with truth and love, no matter what their individualism may be. Human conjecture confers upon angels its own forms of thought, marked with superstitious outlines, making them human creatures with suggestive feathers. But this is only fancy. Spirit is symbolized by strength, presence, and power, and also by holy thoughts, winged with love. These angels of his presence, which have the holiest charge, abound in the spiritual atmosphere of mind and consequently reproduce their own characteristics. Their individual forms we know not, but we do know that their natures are allied to God's nature and spiritual blessings. Thus typified are the externalized yet subjective states of faith and spiritual understanding. My angels are exalted thoughts, appearing at the door of some sepulchre in which human belief has buried its fondest earthly hopes. With white fingers, they point toward a new and glorified trust, to higher ideals of life and its joys. Angels are God's representatives. These upward soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whither every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. And from Miscellany, give us not only angel songs, but science vast, to which belongs the tongue of angels and the song of songs. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Let us now join together, first in silent prayer, and then pray aloud collectively the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
All night.